10 monitoring. Whiskey Alpha. Okay, Jim, Whiskey 4, Whiskey Alpha. WHM, was that it? Number 4, WHM. 4, WHM. Yeah, good morning. Name's Ron. I'm located down here in Lula, Georgia. Over. Here in Hartwell, Georgia, right on the state line by 85. I'm not familiar with Lula, Georgia. Where is that located? It's southeast of you, toward Commerce. Gotcha. You're not too far away as the crow flies. How you doing this morning? Okay, I'm just playing with this little radio. I got a Yaesu 2600, and I got it on a horizontal antenna. And I was trying to peek it up on you a little bit, see if I could get a better signal on that repeater. What you running up there?
Yaesu 1900 FT, and running a J-pole antenna about 25 foot high. Nothing special.
Well, sounds pretty good. Yep, you've run about, what, 50 watts or so?
So, the I think it's set on high power right now, so it's probably about 50 watts to hit the Greenville repeater and get a good clear signal.
Okay. There's a repeater over there in Toccoa, I believe, up on that mountain up there. I forgot, what is that, 147.33 or something?
I believe so. And there's also a repeater in Elberton, 145.210, and a PL tone of 118.8 that a few people talk on. So you might could hit it.
Oh, Roger. I don't know how to set the PL tone on this 2600. It ain't my radio. I just got it barred. So I don't know how to set it.
Too hard. If you got the programming software, or if you're doing it, you know, through the keys, are a little harder to set things. But do a Google search or YouTube, and it'll walk you right through it. I'm just not familiar with the 2600.
Yeah, I'm not either. I could probably Google it there and find out what it was. What was your name again? Let me write it down.
Bill McGee in Hartwell, Georgia.
Bill McGee, okay, very good. You're not kin to any McGees from Madison County, are you?
We don't claim each other all the time, so it's highly possible. But most of the folks I'm related to are in Elberton and Toccoa.
Okay. Yeah, my mom was McGee from Madison County. She was the 13th of the and the last child, so she passed away in 1983. So, yeah, I had a bunch of aunts and uncles there. Most of them's all passed away now.
Same here. My dad's family was a large family, and I was a late life child. So it's they've just about all passed away. My uncle, he was in his 90s when he passed away, and that's been close to 10 years ago. If my dad was still alive, he'd be in his early 90s. So, a lot of folks from those days are gone.
My grandfather was 96 years old, and he died in 1963.
He got to see a lot in his lifetime as far as innovation and technology. It's it's amazing what's happened since the 60s, but there was a lot that went on from early 1900s to the 60s.
Yeah, they sure have been, that's for sure. Yeah, interesting. I got to know him a little bit when I was young. I was still pretty young. I think I was about 9 years old when he passed away. So, but I did, we did go see him, and he lived alone all up into the years. Never did go into a home or nothing. He cut his own firewood and cooked his own meals and everything.
Well, the old timers did it. They lived and lived right up till the end. They didn't look for no handouts or look for somebody to take care of them. They were some tough old codgers, that's for sure.
Well, Bill, I'll let you go. Just wanted to holler back at you there. Check this radio and see how it sounds. I guess it sounds okay. You hadn't made comment. But anyway, good to run into you here on the repeater. N4WHM from W4WA.
That sounds good. It's got a good clear audio, no background noise. And it's coming in strong through the repeater. So, but good talk to you this morning, and wish you well. Stay dry. This is M4WHM clear.
Okay, thanks a lot. Oh, by the way, I'll let you know too. My ham call was one of my uncle had this ham call on McGee side there. I think he was the original holder. I found him in a 30-something call book, and he was a radio operator in World War II. So, but anyway, I was able to get this call through the vanity call system. Talk to you later, W4WA.
W4WA, that's neat about the call sign, and M4WHM clear on last traffic.
Echo Papa monitoring.
This is W4HI. Name's Bruce, BRUCE.
For HI, is that correct? This is KJ4EEP. Name's Wayne in Spartanburg.
Morning, Wayne. This is, of course, Bruce in Seneca. Just moved back to the area from Southeast Florida. Lived up here for a long while. 90s through about 2004. And took a transfer and moved just a couple places. And we finally retired and thought we'd stay in Florida, but getting a little bit too busy there. So we're back here in Seneca and rent an apartment right now while we decide what we're going to do towards either build or buy. But anyway, nice to hear you. Got my station working here in the apartment. Have an antenna, magnet antenna, on a piece of baking pan up next to the window. So, how's the signal, over?
Welcome back to South Carolina. Welcome back to easy living up here. I don't know if it's not too long before we get too crowded here, too, with all the popularity that Greenville's got nowadays. But anyway, you're getting into the repeater. I do have a good bit of static from you there, but I can hear you fine. Just some white noise in the background, over.
I've the apartment's on the second floor, and I have a west exposure, but not getting funny. I guess Caesar Heads is, well, there's probably some mountains sort of my way. But I'm getting that all over the place, though. I've talked to a couple of the other mountaintop repeaters. Caesar Head I get really easy. So that's good. It's all that, hey. You're in a limited environment. I am going to try a different antenna, a regular outside diamond and I'm going to put it on a nightstand here in Kent's bedroom. So we'll see if that improves it. But anyway, hey, thanks for coming in, and I apologize for bringing such a thing that quickly left my brain. It was a toss-up when we retired to stay in Florida because we were already moved back down there. And things got busy and too much storm activity, too much worrying about it, that whole hurricane season. You were just worried. So now I don't have to worry about just thunderstorms and occasional tornadoes right over.
BHM monitoring. November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike. Monitoring.
Not sure you're hearing me, but I was working a station. But I've got a marginal signal to Greenville mountaintop there. The name here is Bruce, BRUC. How's it copy?
Decent copy on you. Audio's a little low with some white noise, but I can make you out. I'm in Hartwell, Georgia. Well, I'm hitting a repeater, so hopefully you can hear me fine. But you're definitely hitting a repeater. Like I said, it's a little low on the audio and a little white noise, but it's still talking.
Actually whispering almost into the microphone, kind of an agreement with my wife that I'm really not allowed to operate the station inside the house, but since we don't have a house in right now, she's giving me a little bit of a leeway. So anyway, she's still asleep in the master, which is a split bedroom type apartment, so she won't be hearing me, but I'm not yelling into the mic, so I'm going to have to change the mic gain on the radio to compensate for the whispering. Over.
Understand that. Then otherwise you're sounding good, other than just a little white noise. I would just go ahead and wake her up and tell her you gotta talk.
We'll get over it, that's for sure. Yeah, very good. I didn't catch your name there. The name here is Bruce, and we just moved back to the area. We've been here a couple of weeks now. We lived here for off and on for about 24 years, and we thought we were going to stay in Florida, and then, like I said, just got too busy.
Matt, and welcome back to South Carolina. I think I heard you say Seneca. And this is Bill over here in Hartwell, Georgia. So glad to hear you back in, and glad to hear you on the radio.
Very good. Well, we put the house on for sale between Christmas and New Year's, and we had 5 offers right away for full price. And we had been really watching the Anderson area for a long time. We've been thinking about doing this for a couple of years. But, of course, the whole thing about supply and demand really came up real bad. So Anderson's prices rose to an unacceptable level at this point, when we can live in an apartment for less money than I can own a house for. So it's a nice apartment, and strategically located right here in Clemson. Near in Seneca. We just drove through Hartwell on the way up. That's how we come up from South Florida. We take the back roads once we got north of Savannah. There was US 1 and 17, so you come right through Hartwell. And Hartwell looked good. It really did. I saw the barbecue place there, and Hartwell was really doing a slam dunk job, takeout job when I was when we drove by that evening. Over.
Little town, and the barbecue place is definitely a fan favorite. They keep them lined out into the road. But I know exactly the route you're talking about from Savannah, and I'm taking 17/US-1 and coming up through Washington, Elberton, Hartwell, and then hopping on the interstate in Hartwell or keeping on the back roads and go through Anderson, and it's a good trip. But Hartwell's a nice little town. I've lived here for about 30 years, and I can't complain. It's a good little town.
M4WHM clear.